professional service. Delivery and other services are provided by third parties independently.
Hello?
Do you sometimes feel like everything is meaningless? Like every day is just spent in vain?
Honestly, that is how I felt before I had a personal relationship with Jesus. I completely get you.
Oh yeah?
It's impossible to find true meaning apart from our Creator. God created us for a purpose. But we can only find it when we're in a relationship with Him.
That sounds amazing. But where do you even begin to have a relationship with a God you can't see?
God has revealed Himself to us in many ways. You find Him in nature, His creation. You find Him in His Word, contained in the Bible. And you find Him through Jesus, His Son, that He sent for our sake. God loves you so much and is ready to reveal Himself to you if you let Him in.
Wow, that is amazing. How do I let Him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
The National Pension Scheme Authority turned 25. A celebration of Social Security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Ever feel like your ideas are bigger than the space you're in? At Open Window University Zambia, we don't just teach creativity, we unleash it. Whether you dream in code, color, canvas, or campaign, our internationally recognized degrees in creative arts, marketing, and IT are designed to prepare you for the world of work, from creative industries to tech and beyond. With industry standard studios, global collaborations, and expert lecturers who live and breathe creativity, you won't just learn, you'll create your future. Applications for 2026 are now open. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Master new skills and fast-track your career with accredited qualifications. Search Open Window University Zambia today to secure your spot.
Personal conversations.
Good.
What did I tell you?
It's quite in charge.
Traffic updates and everything you need. Listen to Patrick every weekday from 17 hours to 20 hours right here on Radio Christian Voice. On the Zambian Beats.
No, and kama makamba makalazi ni wazi maningi so kapena na fungati
uchoke
energy.
Other side of
your favorite song done by Esther Chumbu.
Mama, yes.
Okay,
yeah, yes.
So, any part in that song, any verse that you can sing? What is on your top five when you're on the phone there?
Mama.
Yeah?
Just probably the chorus.
Please, go ahead.
Mama, mama. November.
Zambian beers. Zambian.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Annual inflation for December rise to 11.2%. TIZ warns against electoral practices ahead of Chawama by election. And Malawians angry over Vice President's planned UK trip. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamanu. The annual inflation for December 2025 has increased to 11.2% from 10.9% recorded in November 2025. This means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 11.2% between December 2024 and December 2025. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Zambia Statistics Agency Acting Statistician General Shilam Denda noted annual food inflation for December 2025 was recorded at 12.9% compared to 13.9% in November 2025. Ms. Mudenda explained that the increase in food inflation was mainly attributed to price movements in prices of food items such as cereal, meats and frozen fish. This means that on average, prices of food items increased by 12.9% between December 2024 and December 2025, said Ms. Mudenda. Ms. Mudenda further said the annual non-food inflation for December 2025 was recorded at 8.7% compared to 6.6% in November 2025. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia and Case has expressed satisfaction with the 2025 Grade 9 and Grade 7 examination results announced yesterday by the Minister of Education, Douglas Siagalima. NACE's Executive Director, Aaron Chansa, acknowledges that the significant improvement in the Grade 7 pass rate can be attributed to the abolishing of automatic progression from primary to secondary school in 2023. Dr. Chansa stressed that abolishing 100% learner progression increased academic competence, promoted hard work, improved the caliber of grade 8 intakes, and only allowed suitable learners advance to secondary education. Automatic progression of learners was academically scandalous and an enemy of quality education in Zambia, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa stated that the practice was unjustifiable and warned that its continuation would have led to serious negative consequences for secondary and tertiary education standards. He, however, recommended that invigilators and supervisors be paid allowances as a form of motivation, noting that examination supervision is both demanding and risky. Dr. Chansa further urged the Ministry of Education to develop a clear and comprehensive strategy for the effective implementation of the 8 pathways outlined in the new curriculum.
And this goes to show that teachers worked very hard, and therefore want to commend them together with the ECZ and also the ministry. And as we commend these stakeholders, we want to strongly advise government to consider giving teachers, those that invigilate and those that supervise exams, to give them allowances. Our position is that ECZ has the capacity to motivate these teachers. Invigilating exams is very tedious, is very risky.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has cautioned political stakeholders against electoral malpractices ahead of the Chawama parliamentary by-election scheduled for January 15, 2026, calling for a process anchored in integrity, accountability, and respect for the rule of law. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the Chawama by-election should be viewed within the broader national electoral context as the country heads towards the August 2026 general elections. Mr. Nyambe noted that the conduct of the by-election would either strengthen or undermine public confidence in Zambia's electoral system. Political parties, candidates, electoral officials and all actors are therefore urged to conduct themselves with the highest standards of integrity throughout the campaign and polling period in strict compliance with the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016, said Mr. Nyambe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Nyambe has expressed concern over voter inducement, particularly the distribution of money, goods or other material benefits during campaigns, warning that such practices constitute electoral offences. He has since cautioned against any attempt to disguise electoral corruption as empowerment program.